Question from Ashwini Jadhav. We differentiate our senses from our mind and say that the senses are driving us, but isn't it that the mind is ultimately driving us? Answer. See, there is the analytical perspective and there is the synthetic perspective. Analysis means we divide things into their components, into small parts. Synthetic means we bring them together. So from the synthetic perspective, actually, Manah Shashthani Indriyani Prakritisthani Karshati. Krishna talks about Shashthani Indriyani, six senses, and he includes the mind among the senses. This is 15.7. The 10th chapter also, Krishna says that Indriyanam Manaschasmi. There also he counts the mind as one of the senses. Now there are other places where the mind may be categorized as distinct from the senses. So for example, Krishna says that Indriyanam hicharatam yan mano anuvidhiyate tadasya harati pragyam vayurnavamambhasi. In 2.67, he says that whichever of the senses on the mind focuses on, then the intelligence gets carried away. So he has differentiated between the senses and the mind. So the point is to recognize, to not get caught in technicalities about what is what, but to recognize essential principles. And the essential principle is the senses are associated with the gross physical body. For example, we have sensory organs, the eyes. And the mind is a subtle interface between, so this is the gross body, this is the soul. The mind is the interface between the two. So now, who is driving us? Is it the senses who are driving us, or is it the mind which is driving us? It can work both ways. That means sometimes we may see some temptation externally, and the senses. So the desire for the temptation enters from the senses into the mind. The mind gets agitated, and then we are driven to try to fulfill that particular craving. So here from the senses, the driving force is coming towards the mind and to the consciousness. On the other hand, sometimes it may happen that the mind itself may get triggered even without any external temptation or agitation. That means based on some impression that is there in the past, that means there's some temptation which is there from the past. The impression rises in the mind, and when it comes up, we feel agitated, and then we ourselves, through our senses, look for some temptation, and then we get stimulated, then we get agitated. So in this case, the mind is what became the initial trigger for the agitation. So that's why it can be that the senses are driving us, or it can be the mind that is driving us, depending on whether the trigger for the temptation comes from external objects or it comes from internal recollections. Thank you.